comedy stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. And featuring Frank Crummett with his Broadway band. Frank has as his guests on this transcribed program, pretty Jean O'Neill, radio's gift to Broadway. And in addition, Broadway's gift to radio, those two dark clouds of joy, Swore and Lupin. But here's Frank Crummett to take over the proceedings.
And proceed we shall in rapid-fire order, Governor Gallup. And friends, our first musical shot is from Radio City's Center Theater production, Virginia. It's that lovely song by Arthur Schwartz called You and I Know. And when I tell you that diminutive and delectable Jeannie O'Neill is going to join the gentlemen of the orchestra in the rendition, well, you and I know that it's going to be something.
My heart beat now. Why is the world sweet now? You and I know. There is a glow all around us, like a new dawn breaking. Is it romance waking? You and I know. Oh, this ecstasy that makes me cry. It will stay with me until I die. Easy to see we were fated never to be lonely. Love such as this, only you and I know.
Yeah, and you and I know that was sweetly sung, Gene. Now turn over to the middle of your memory book, and I'll take you back to 1922 and tell you about Where the Bamboo Babies Grow. Sailor Bill McCann was a handsome sailor man who took a trip on a ship down to the Bamboo Islands. He got back today, he was feeling kind of gay. And when I asked him why, here's all he had to say. Fal-de-ral-dal, fal-de-ral-dal, fal-de-ral-dal-dee. Next time I go to sea, come on along with me. Gee, but it's grand in the land where the bamboo babies grow. And oh, what a sight every night where the balmy breezes blow. They wear a dress that is less than a dress of a calico. Some shake east, some shake west, but you'll shake your hat and your coat and your vest. Each little peach on the beach has a dance that makes you fall. And if you got a quarter, you can buy the daughter of that king. If you're feeling loco in your cocoa, pack your grip and go. Go find a hut and go right off your nut where the bamboo babies grow. And here's Frank Gallup with a message that's both timely and important to us all.
Every one of you folks who have ever suffered with a cold will agree with me when I say that there's no other single common ailment that can be so troublesome. Not only that, but colds can and often do lead to more serious ills. Now, if you have ever yet to find a remedy that really brings relief from this common ailment, I know you'll be glad to hear that there is an easy way to get prompt, pleasant relief. What you need is Alka-Seltzer. Get a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist and follow the treatment as outlined for you on the direction sheet that comes inside. Here, let me read a part of what it says to do. It says, often the course of a cold may be shortened by the use of Alka-Seltzer. When one feels a cold coming on, take 2 tablets and a glass of warm water every 2 hours or until 6 or 8 tablets have been taken. Then further on it says, the same treatment is effective when a cold has set in. Now, the reason why Alka-Seltzer is so effective is just this. Since it contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, it first promptly relieves that dull, grippy feeling. And then, because of its alkalizing properties, Alka-Seltzer also helps to restore your normal alkaline balance. You'll be amazed at the way it relieves a cold, friends, and you should be more than pleased with its pleasant, refreshing taste. So try Alka-Seltzer for that cold. All druggists have these modern alkalizing tablets in 30 and 60-cent size packages.
Excellent advice, my dear Gallup, and excellently done. And speaking of excellence, those two excellent pianists, Victor Arden and Phil Wall, now join the orchestra in an excellent arrangement of that popular favorite along the Great White Way, Stardust. Yes, sir, a five-star song and two twin stars at the piano. Boy, you can't beat that combination. And while we're on the subject of stars, here are two of Broadway's most shining satellites and funniest comedy luminaries, those two dark clouds of joy, Sward and Lubin.
Go on, get away from me. Get away from me before I forget myself. Get away from me. You was so doggone dumb that I was absolutely astonished at my own ignorance. And whose fault is it? Answer me that. Whose fault is it?
Well, now, wait. How can you...
shut up. Let me tell you something. If you ever disgrace me like that again before all my friends, I'm going to take you right down to the battery and throw you into that salty ocean.
Yeah, that's so. Well,
why can't I do it?
Well, Carl, that would be salt and battery.
I'll keep still. I don't care if it's habeas corpus. I'll do it. If you just keep that big mouth of yours closed, we go places.
Well, come on. I'm ready. Let's go.
In the first place, them people talking about something you don't know anything about. They were talking about history. You don't know anything about history now, does you?
Well, I
would... You see, you don't know.
Yeah, but...
Shut up. Now people talking about George Washington. You're so doggone dumb, I bet you don't even know who George Washington was.
Well, I would...
Who was he? Well, he was the father of our country. That's who he was.
Yeah, who was the mother? Elizabeth, New Jersey?
No. Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc?
Yeah.
I thought she was the one that made the first American flag.
I don't see how anybody can live and be as dumb as you is.
Yeah, but
keep still. Joan of Arc didn't have nothing to do with the American flag. It was the Eskimos that gave us that. That was right after the Civil War.
War? When did we ever have a war?
When did we ever have war? Mm-hmm. Well, you bonehead, everybody remembers that. That was when Christopher Columbus come over here. And what was the first thing that Columbus said when he walked up to that chief sitting bull, an old man, rain in the face? Answer me. Does you know?
He
said what?
Hmm?
He said what?
Well, he said that...
You're wrong. He didn't say that at all.
Don't tell me. I know what he said.
Well, come on, then. What did he say?
Well, he said that give me liberty or give me death. That's what he said.
Oh, what is you talking about? Is you going plumb crazy? Columbus never said that. That was Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah. Stonewall Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. I know him. He used to play third base for the Giants. Oh, sure. That was a ball player.
Boy, will you please hush? Stonewall Jackson was not a baseball player.
No?
No, he was a football player.
Oh, you can't tell me that. Because I know that. That's why they call the Giants the Stonewall infield. I know what I'm
talking about. You were talking about the Sing Sing team. That's the Stonewall infield. You so dumb, I bet you don't even know what Abraham Lincoln said that made him famous.
Who don't? Man, I know what he said. He said that.
He said what?
Hmm?
He said what?
Well, he said that
George Washington had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but
that was at Gettysburg. It was at Valley Forge where Patrick Henry and the boys got together and wrote the Constitution.
The Constitution?
The Constitution. Yeah, that's where Patrick Henry, that great Irishman, got up there and said, let us have peace.
Yeah, he said what?
He said, let us have peace.
Oh, what are you talking about? No Irishman ever said that.
Oh, that's a lot.
Thank you very much, boys. Gee, you two fellas are sure two bright people to have around on Blue Mondays. But here's our lovely little leading lady, Jean O'Neill, ably assisted by the gentlemen of the orchestra, and our next musical offering, Farewell, My Love.
Farewell, my love, until we meet tomorrow. Let's leave the night and its delight to stars above. Farewell, my love, let's trade our hearts and borrow each other's dreams, each other's schemes, each other's love. One kiss to guide you while I'm not beside you, and one more soft caress for happiness. Farewell, my love, a smile will greet tomorrow, and so I'll say till dawn of day, farewell, my love.
It works like magic. Those are the words that many use to describe the quick way Alka-Seltzer brings relief from everyday aches and pains. Well, it may seem like magic, but actually there's a definite reason why Alka-Seltzer is so helpful. You see, since an excess acid condition is the cause of so many of our headaches, our attacks of acid indigestion, distress after meals, upset stomach and the like, Alka-Seltzer is doubly effective because in addition to bringing quick relief from your pain and discomfort, it also helps to restore your normal alkaline balance. Try Alka-Seltzer the next time you suffer with some common ailment. Just toss a tablet or two into a glass of water, watch it for a moment as it bubbles up and dissolves, and then drink it down. Druggists everywhere have these modern effervescent tablets in 30 and 60 cent size packages. Or you can get a glass of Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore soda fountain. Ask for Alka-Seltzer when you want quick relief. Then, once you've tried it, I believe you too will say that it works like magic.
Well, the time for parting draws near. So first, I want to thank those two dark clouds of joy, Sword and Lumen. What did you want to say, boys?
Well, Mr. Crummett, all I would like to say something to the ladies and gentlemen. All I want to say is that when you can...
Shut up. I'll do the talking. I talk for the two of us. Now, what he was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, what he had his mind made up to say was that...
Wait a minute. Don't tell him. I know what I want to say.
Well, then, what do you say? Go on and say it, then.
All right. I know what I want to say is...
That's fine. Now, that's what he wanted to say. Alka-Seltzer.
Well, thank you some more, boys, and come back soon again. You're a couple of crazy loons, but we like you. And to you good people, remember, we'll be on the air very soon again, and we hope you will all be with us. ¶¶